Thomas Harold Watts, Dardanelles. Heaps have cameras taking photos. Dear Arthur, I must make this effort to write to you and let you know how I'm progressing. Well, so far, as little internal trouble, I'm keeping fairly fit now that the cold weather has started. And on my present job, I can doctor myself. I'm prepared to stick this campaign until further orders. We're now in our winter quarters, and a very nice place it is, right on the edge of the cliffs, with the beautiful sea below. It reminds me very much of Cornwall. Then just across is the island of Imbros, and the sunlight on those mountains is sometimes marvellous. On a quiet, warm day, with the birds singing, one wonders if there is a war going on. But the blooming shells soon drive the idea away. It's jolly cold now, though. We have been served out with nice thick underclothes and waterproofs and top boots, except for always living in the ground. Our comforts here have been looked after as far as possible. Our food here is good as anyone could want. Also, I'm now used to a lot that before I turn my nose up. And so long as the ships can land the goods, I don't think we're that bad off. Mind, it does blow, and the sea gets awful rough, and no ships can come near us, you see. We had the sea on three sides and the Turks on the fourth, so we are truly between the devil and the deep sea. The Turks still find some ammunition from somewhere, whether our guns and the warships knock the very dickens out of them. It's very exciting to watch a battle, you see, especially now it's on our side. The guns are not like at Antwerp, where we were the ones potted. Now, I'm too sleepy to continue. As the firing has quietened down, I'm going to sleep and continue tomorrow. The 5th of the 12th, 1915. I've not had a chance to finish this letter before, so here goes. We've had snow and rain and thunder and such lightning. Oh, Lord, it's been cold. Everything frozen, and even the water in my bottle. But today has been beautifully mild and calm. Almost like summer again, I suppose. I've just received a packet of letters from my wife, written at different times since May, so I'm still in hopes that there may be some more backdates knocking around the world for me. We had three men killed last night in a little spasm, and today our guns and the Turks have been flinging dirt at each other. We used to duck once upon a time, as the shells come over, but now everyone seems curious to see what sort of burst it will be and how much dust is knocked up, and heaps have cameras taking photos. Enclosed is a bit of heather which grows in great profusion all over the peninsula, and the troops use in the trenches to ball their dixies on. And now about the office. Do you know, but it's quite an effort to remember the routine now. There is now a singing in the air, and bang, just as I write, they've dropped one and right over us. Sometimes a shell bursts when we're working at something we don't even know it's come along. It's funny when you get used to. But to get back to the office. I expect you have heaps of ladies there now. Lord, I haven't seen a woman since April. What do they look like? I expect they sent out the office. How careful you all must be not to swear. We often laugh here at the thought that if we ever do return to civil life again, we'll be digging a little hole in the garden to live in and stirring up our tea with a bit of stick or our finger and just spit on the floor when smoking, every little tickling in our shirt just hopping it off in the street. I'm out of paper, but it don't matter. How are the lambs going? Here's ones that's doing a little bleat far from home. I'd like to come, you know, have a rub at the bed and a roof. Also, a drop of beer, perchance. Living in a hole for 7 months now, and the blue sky above gets a bit monotonous at times, especially the dirt will persist in falling in your face when you're trying to sleep, and when it rains, you're up to your knees in no time. And there's always at night. We had rum served out tonight, and do you know, I can't bear the stuff. Just pause and think by the wayside. I can't drink rum. In fact, I hate it. How we do change by time. Now, how is everyone down the club? I understand that Mr. Welsh and Mr. Davis have been awfully kind to my wife, and I reckon it's jolly good of them. This war seems to have found me so many friends. I don't know what I'll do to repay them at all if I live through this. But I'd like to send you a Turkish shell, but the post office won't accept them for the transit. Anyhow, perhaps I'll bring home a nose fuse for a paperweight. Do you know, back in summer I had a shell drop just off the seat of my trousers, and it did not explode. Oh, I dare it's a bit of luck. I didn't stop to pick it up, though, in case, you know, he changed his mind later. Well, now, I've tried to remember everyone, but you do give your heartiest good wishes to the office for a Merry Christmas and a victorious New Year, trusting you'll all be safe from Zeppelins. Yours sincerely, T. Harold Watts.